Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, a man called on Lum and Abner explaining that he was from the law firm they have engaged to defend them in the approaching trial with Squire Skimp. He obtained a lot of answers regarding the case and had Lum sign the statement. After he left, it was learned that he was actually connected with Squire's lawyers. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is auditing the books of their theater business. Listen.
Well, Lum, I don't see what you're trying to add up the books now for. This ain't the end of the month.
I know it ain't.
Huh?
I know it ain't the end of the month, but I just want to see where we stand with our picture show business.
Where we stand with it?
Well, set or anything else.
Well, so... I'll set. I don't stand. I got a little chair back there where we take up tickets. I'll sit down.
Well, that ain't what I'm talking about. Don't forget, me and you got to raise $1,000 summers if we lose this trial.
Huh?
There ain't no doubts now that we're going to lose it.
You mean after that idiotic stunt that you pulled yesterday?
Abner, I said we wasn't going to talk about that no more.
Oh, that's right. I forgot, yeah.
6-2 is 9, or 8.
Well, how do we stand,
Mom? Here's a 5 also. I know that.
Mom, how do
just
we stand?
Hitch up and let me get this done, and I'll tell you.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
6-2 is 8. Ought and ought's ought. I know that.
You're wrong there to start with. 6-2 is 8.
And 4 more is,
40.
Yeah, 40. Or no, couldn't be that much. Dad, but now you got me off again.
Well, I'll start over there, and I won't say nothing this time. I'll listen.
No, I believe I've come close enough the last time I worked it. I was just checking it again to see that I get the same answer twice. But
oh.
That just generally throws me off anyway.
Yeah, me too. I never can get the same one twice. Just take it the first time. That's the safest thing to do. How do we stand, Lon?
Yeah, let's see here. Would you say offhand that we'd made $300 profits or lost $300?
Well, if we can have our druthers, well, I'll take the profits, I believe. I'd rather have the profits than the other. But which is it actual, this puts me and you?
Well, I ain't sure.
Huh?
I may be a little mixed up on my figures here, because it shows a balance of $300. But I can't tell whether we made it or lost it.
Well, neither one of them can be right, Lum, because in the cash drawer back there where we keep the picture show money, we just got $94 in cash.
Yeah, I know it. That's something else that's got me mixed up.
The $94?
Yeah, I don't reckon it matters much, though, because whatever it still is a long ways from $1,000.
Oh, Lummy, yes. You ain't even close yet, no.
No. Well, we'll have plenty of time to figure this all out when we're sitting around the penitentiary.
Huh?
Wait a minute. There's a mail hack stopping out in front of Dick Huddleston's place. Race out there and see if we got any mail, Abner.
Yeah, sure. Wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spears, Lum.
Well, that don't make no difference.
Well, I told him I'd play him a game of checkers. He'd come over here, Lum.
You can play after you get the mail.
Oh, my goodness.
Just take half a second. Run on there. Besides, I'm expecting to hear from our lawyer, Mr. DeLon. You hurry up now.
Well, all right.
Howdy.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap. I'll be back in just a minute.
Well, wait a minute. Where about you going, Abner?
Just over to get the mail. I'll be back. You start getting out the checkerboard there.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, howdy, Lum.
How are you today, Grandpap?
Oh, just only tolerably. Well, you don't look like you're feeling your best today, Lum. Not your level best, leastways.
Well, I don't wonder. All the worries I got on my shoulders.
You mean the lawsuit and all that pigeon-toed junk?
Yeah. Things is looking awful unencouraging, Grandpap. Awful unencouraging.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it looks like Squire's going to whip you, huh?
Oh, he's bound to. With all this new evidence he's got. It's going to ruin us. I know it is.
You mean Abner breaking into Squire's house and then signing that agreement saying that he was just trying to get back some damaging evidence? Is that what you mean?
Well, that never helped us none, I can tell you that.
After that, Abner ought to be bored for the temples. You got to watch him like a half-growed youngin. Ain't hardly got a brain in his head, hardly. The mistakes he makes, he ought to be hog-tied.
Well, he never meant to do it. All of us makes mistakes once in a while.
If I was you, I wouldn't stand for it, Lum. I'd unsolve partnerships with him. Oh, no. You can't blame a feller for making just one mistake. Now, sir, that Cougar, hearing you talk that way, the other day you was pretty mad at him. Going to whop him right on the head.
Yeah, but I got to thinking it over. I believe when one of us makes a mistake, we ought to just forget about it, not even mention it.
Yeah, I reckon that is a good way to look at it, all right.
Of course it is. I might make a mistake sometime myself. Who knows? Ain't none of us is perfect, you know. To err is human.
You got the checkerboard all set up, Grandpa?
No, I plumb forgot about that, Abner. I'll get it now, though.
Well, hurry up. This gets started.
Was there any mail, Abner?
Yeah. Another bill from the wholesale house, and there's a letter from Mr. DeLonge.
Well, good. Let's have it.
Yeah.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Well, there it is right there.
Yes, I hope this has got some good news in it first.
Yeah, set the board up right up here, Grandpa. I'll play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all right.
Seat you with my right hand tied behind me. That's what I'll do right now. Hurry up. Give me the red ones, Grandpa. Them's been my lucky ones here lately. My
grannies, Mr. DeLonge's don't sound very encouraging here.
Huh?
Says the trial's been set for next Monday.
Next Monday, huh?
Yeah, and he says that don't give us much time to study up something that'll get around all this new evidence the Squire's got.
Yeah, well, I figured you fixed things yesterday, Lom. Telling Squire's lawyer everything you knowed about the case.
Telling Squire's lawyer?
Why, he come in here. He just plumb fooled old Lom.
Abner, we said we was going to forget about that.
Yeah, well, Grandpap don't know it yet, so he can't forget about it, Lom. See, Grandpap, Squire's lawyer come in here yesterday afternoon and start asking Lom about the question. Huh? And he told Lom that he was Mr. DeLonge's assistant or
tattletale,
something.
Tattletale.
I ain't no such a thing. I'm
blab,
just telling Grandpap.
Blab, everything you know.
Well, anyway, Grandpap, he said that he was working for us, and he asked Lom a batch of questions about Squire's accident and got Lom to sign a paper there, agreeing to everything he asked him.
Did you actually do something as idiotic as that, Lom?
Why, sure he done.
Come on, Abner, you tell everything you know.
Huh?
What questions did he ask?
Oh, Lom, me, I forget them all.
What did that envelope this letter come in?
He asked him a whole sheet full of questions there. And one of them, he asked him something about had the right kind of lights in our picture show and if we had the right kind of lights, if we thought Squire would have fell down in it. And Lom said, no, he never thought so.
Lom, you come right out and admit it, Abner.
That's what he done, Abner.
Abner, we ain't going to discuss this no more. Now, do you understand?
Yeah, sure. Oh, I recollect another question, Grandpap. He asked Lom if it been him that fell down in somebody else's picture show, would he expect them to pay him for it if he got hurt? And Lom said, why, sure he would.
Jimmy Lom, you must have been clean out of your head.
Why, sure.
Well, I thought he was our own lawyer. Didn't find out till after he's gone that he was one of the clerks of Clark, Clark, and Clark.
Yeah, see, them clerks is Squire's lawyer, Grandpa.
Yeah, I know that. Clark, Clark, and Clark.
Yeah, that's
still sounds like a setting hand on it. Yeah, looks like there ain't no use for you fellas to go to the trial now. Looks like you've lost it already.
Yeah, sure does, don't it?
Yeah, if I was you fellas, I'd just settle it out of court. That's what I'd do. You ain't got a chance in the world, looks to me like.
Oh, no, ain't got none.
Well, that's exactly what Mr. DeLonge suggests here in this letter.
He does.
Yeah, but if you recollect now, we tried to settle with Squire once.
Yeah.
The only way he'd settle was for us to give him a third interest in our picture show, make him the manager of it, and I don't know what all.
Well, we ain't going to do that, Lom. I'd rather go to the penitentiary if I was having my druthers than to take that Squire skimp in for a partner. Wait a minute. I'd always let me think about that. Would I now? Let me see now.
Of course, I reckon you're right, though, Grandpap. I guess we ought to settle with him.
I might have.
Since we ain't got no $1,000 to pay Squire.
No, ain't got that.
I just hate to see him get anything out of this because he just fell down on a purpose just so he could lawsuit us. I know he did. Never hurt himself at all.
I just wish there's some way we could prove that, Lom.
Yeah, so do I. Wait a minute. Hey, Grannies, we're forgetting about them X-ray pictures.
Huh?
That's our only hope. Our one hope.
The X-ray pictures?
Yes, Mr. DeLonge, you said them X-ray pictures will show the jury definite that there ain't nothing wrong with Squire's back.
Well, what if Squire refuses to have any pictures taken, though?
Well, if he does, he's just the same as admitting right there that he ain't hurt.
He is, huh?
Of course, I know he'll try to get around it some way.
Oh,
him or them lawyers of his will.
So, you know, Squire Skinner.
Wait a minute, I believe I got an idea.
Huh?
Maybe we can settle this out of court after all.
Out of court?
But settle it on our own terms, not his.
Well, good for us. How are we going to do it?
I'll show you just a minute. Huh? I'm going to call Squire right now before he can get to his lawyers and make him a little proposition.
What kind of a proposition, Lon?
Just a minute.
Well, don't use none of that psychology on him now. That's what's cost us all this money to start with.
I'll mention that we're going to demand to see x-ray pictures of his back at the trial.
And Squire's back?
Stutter and try to think up excuses, and then I'll tell him we might be talked into forgetting the pictures and the whole trial. Wait. Hello? Is Mr. Skimp there? I'd like to talk with him, please, Lon.
Doggy, Sam, Pat, Mom's got a head on him, you know it.
I wish I could be over there and watch his face when I... Hello? Squire?
You'd never think it for looking at him, but...
This is Lon.
Mom has got
Sam. Yeah.
A little.
Well, I say, Squire, I just thought you'd like to know that we're going to demand to see pictures of your back at the trial.
He's got a brain in his head.
X-ray pictures or where you claim you was hurt.
Might not be the biggest one in the world, but he's got one there somewhere.
Oh, well, I reckon that's all I wanted. Goodbye.
Well, for the land's sake, Slum, what'd you hang up for?
Just blame it all.
Well, why didn't you make him at proposition?
I couldn't. He's already got some x-ray pictures.
Huh?
And they show that his back is broke in two places.